This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy Sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy Sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So Matthew Guy, lobster with a mobster, how can the Leader of the Opposition go to a dinner where apparently he didn't know who was there? They got the names wrong, right? This guy's organising it in the background, you know, people, whether there's donations or not involved. It beggars belief what you and I know, Neil, about politicians, and particularly senior politicians. They do not go to functions and sit at tables unless they know who's at the table.
It says he runs a... it's a very sloppy office, which is his responsibility, of course, because he's the boss. They should have a list. They should have a list of people that ring alarm bells. And you... the Prime Minister, I interviewed him yesterday, and he said, yeah, he'd been at functions with Mr. Madaffery, but wasn't aware he was there, and you know, that's all fine. Yeah. That wasn't a small dinner.
Yeah, I mean, this was... First it started off as 20 people, then it's about a dozen, then it was seven.
And if, seriously, if you get a call from the market gardeners and the fruiterers, don't you check the list pretty carefully? Yeah. I mean, they're fine people, most of them, but I mean, it's a bit like if you... No, I would not go there. I don't want to cost you money.
Let's have a dinner of racing identities. It's probably a bit...
Colourful racing identities.
A bit safer, you know. So Matthew Guy, let's get back
Matthew
to...
Matthew Guy.
Matthew Guy and...
Is he gone? He's not gone, but will it haunt him until the election? Will there be a big lobster following him around November next year?
Yes.
I think there will too.
I think he will go. There's more to come. And, you know, the reality is, okay, the Age, some would say the Age stitched him up. They were doing their job.
Oh, yeah, of course, he walked into it. Yeah.
They did a drip feed. It shows you how badly advised he is, how shambolic his office is, and actually... That if Matthew, you know, didn't see this coming, then he really, he's not, this is not the sort of stuff premiers in waiting should be doing.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And he should have learnt from the first time he got his fingers burned over the issue. I don't know how much it'll resonate with public in a year. I mean, it's all very sexy, isn't it? We've got lobster, we've got Grange, we've got colourful identities. I mean, people are entertained by it, and the lobster will bring back the memory. But there's a lot to happen yet. There's a long, and we've got the CFA thing's got to, there are all these little time bombs ticking with the government, and if any of those explode as they could, I don't know if they will, but if they explode as they could, it could just blow up the lobster.
I wonder what that'd look like.
Mornay.
I do think, you know, the election's November next year, so it is a long way away, but reality is elections are decided by a relatively small number of people.
Yeah.
Not as small as it used to be, you know, because both the major parties are really in the mid-30s in first preferences. So there's a lot of votes out there to be had, but I agree with you. It depends, you know, there's a lot of stuff bubbling away in the background with the government. The CFA issue is still live, and it's, you know, I don't understand it.
It'll erupt. And, well, the reasons behind it are the dangerous thing. And I keep hearing rumours about why it's being run this way. I don't know what the truth is. If any of the rumours are half true, it'll be an absolute disaster for the government. But I'll tell you what intrigues me in the Matthew Guy issue is the leak. tape. Now, who taped it?
Yeah.
If it was, it wasn't Vic Pol. Graham Ashton told me that. Federal police are not confirming or denying. Was it ASIO? Was it one of the agencies? Was it IBAC? And if it was a legal phone tap carried out by a government agency,
how did it leak?
Was it leaked for political reasons? And if it was, that's outrageous.
Mm.
The only option is that one of the parties recorded it.
Yeah.
They
sent it to
someone. And certainly the main party wouldn't have released it because it's damaging to him.
Mm.
Now, whether the other party released it, but Michael Kroger said he was denying that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just intrigued by that. That is a massive scandal if it is an official.
Yes, I agree.
An official phone tap. Well, our phones are tapped all the time, you know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Well, particularly yours because you're a journalist. The Premier wants to know who you're ringing.
It has been over the years. I don't know if it is at the moment, but it certainly has been over the years.
Oh, I always work on the basis mine is, so I make the conversations interesting.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, guys.
You're listening? trying to change the disc. I think for the Libs it is, you know, I always, you know, I watch politics, and as soon as backbenchers and shadow ministers or, you know, on the other side, come out and support you, you know you're in trouble.
Oh, yes.
You know.
He's got our full support.
Yeah, we've got our full support. We're right behind him, sharpening the knives.
Who would replace him, though? It's a bit like the Federal Libs. I don't see a lot of people lined up. I mean, Mary Woolridge, maybe. Michael O'Brien, maybe. I don't know whether either of them want it, actually.
No. Well, one of them's got delusions of adequacy.
Yes.
The other one, factionally, is in the wrong spot. I don't know, what about Bernie Finn?
Oh, goodness me. Keep him out of the lower house for a start.
Well, there isn't any talent there, is there, really? There's no one.
Oh, there's a bit coming through, but too early. I mean, Brad Batten's got a future if he recovers from some of his foot and mouth stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a...
what about who's the member for Q?
Tim Smith?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be convinced he could.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's too young. Yeah. He's, what, 32?
Hmm. He's a bit of a rat bag,
too. He was mayor of Stonington at 12.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, I want to be a politician.
Yeah.
Weird.
And he was, he got pre-selected and, you know, of course, we're so used to hearing about branch stanking in the Labor Party, but it's, so yeah, even Kevin Andrews is upset that, you know, all these
he's
people.
Still around.
Yeah, all these people have joined the Liberal Party in his seat. Of course you'd be suspicious. Why would anyone want to join the Liberal Party in his seat unless you were, you know, a born-again happy clapper? I mean, really.
So are they all alive, these people?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But apparently one of them they did deny membership to because he didn't disclose he was previously a member of the Labor Party and you've got to disclose
it. Do you have to do that?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Guilty for life.
Yeah. So, he's asked for an inquiry. Because that's a prize seat.
Well, it is. Tim Smith, I'll just go back to him. Tim Smith, no, not in the near future, maybe long term. I don't see anybody else coming through, which is why I think I don't agree with you. I think Matthew Guy will hold on.
Yeah.
And I don't, depending what happens to the government, I don't know it'll hurt him. Well, it'll hurt him, but I don't know if it'll cost him the election. I think the government's in front at the moment still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for Matthew, it's a major error of judgment, I think. I think it's compounded by his press conference,
Well, why didn't he walk out? And this is I haven't spoken to Matthew Guy, but I've spoken to Michael Kroger, and even he agreed, yes, when you walked in, saw who it was, who, by the way, we should say this in fairness, is a man who's never been charged with anything, convicted of anything, and yet everybody's going around in Parliament saying...
But the police have said it in court.
You know. In an affidavit, yeah, that's true. And he was warned off race courses in the casino.
Yeah.
But having walked in and seen who it was, he'd have to be aware of Tony Modafferi because he was criticised about attending a large fundraiser with him. What's wrong with saying, oh, look, I'm really sorry. I don't want to be rude,
something's
but this is
up.
Not good.
Yeah, something's come up.
Be honest. Look, this is politically unwise. I can't stay. Yeah. I'm happy to get submissions from you all on the fruit and veggie market, but I really have to leave.
Yeah.
I really have to leave. Well, we talked to a bloke who's on the table next to them.
Yeah?
He was outraged by the Grange as well and the lobster. But he said they were in the window. He said you could walk. It wasn't secret. You could walk past and see him sitting in the window.
It was supposed to be, you know, again, they said it was at the back of the restaurant. You know, this one's saying it's in the window.
Yeah, well, he said he was on the footpath.
Yeah.
And he said you could see through the window to the table. He said Matthew, he thought Matthew had his back to the window.
Yeah.
But he said if you walk past, you could work out
He's now got his back to the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an emotional man. I think he wears his heart on his sleeve, and you could see him going, and that's perhaps not good for a politician. Mm. You could see him going through real angst during the week. And he knew it was a mistake. He knew it was a stuff up.
Yeah. Plebiscite.
I'm not going to get a vote.
Opinion. Yeah, so why? So this postal opinion poll, for want of a better explanation,
nonsense.
$122 million. Anyone out there who is a silent voter, not the same as having a silent number because, you know, often they come up when you look them up. But a silent voter is if you're have a profile or there's a particular security risk or, you know, whatever, you can have your name not publicly available on the electoral roll. There's 130,000 people in Australia.
Roughly,
roundabout. I mean, the electoral office would probably know the number. If it was the ABS giving the number, you'd have to doubt it. But these people probably won't get a vote.
Well, at this stage they won't because it seems to be illegal for the electoral office to provide their addresses to the ABS. The government's trying to find a way around it, but as of now, you fill out a stat deck. And I'm a silent voter. You fill out a stat deck saying I have reason not to have my full name on the electoral roll. And when you vote, it's usually a postal vote. You can go into a booth and prove how you are, but it's usually you vote. You're still obliged to vote, but you can't. You can look up most people on the electoral roll. A lot of politicians are silent voters. A lot of journalists are silent voters. And at this stage, there's doubt that those silent voters. That's 130,000. When you can, I mean, how many people are going to respond to this nonsense?
Well, my view is, I think it is a nonsense. I think not just because it's flawed, it's actually setting a really bad precedent. It's the first step down the road to citizen-initiated referenda, right? This is why the right-wing ratbags love it, right? They love
it. That's
me. No, you're not a right-wing ratbag.
It's not what I usually say. Well,
but, you know, it's a very, very bad legal precedent, and I hope the High Court knocks it on the head, but if it doesn't, I'm saying to people, you've got to be on the roll and you've got to vote because the opposition to this, they will be getting out the numbers. You know, John Howard's come out of retirement. Tony Abbott is doing his usual knuckle-dragging.
Vote against political critics.
Yeah, knuckle-dragging, dog whistling, right? And, you know, we need, as a community, and those who support marriage equality, must vote.
Do you remember the rise and rise of Michael J. Rimmer?
Yes.
Citizen referendums. Every morning a vote to decide how the country was run.
Yeah.
Peter Cook, magnificent movie.
Yeah. And,
very fun.
You know, citizen-initiated referenda is a lovely little thing that right-wing conspiracy theorists love.
So what do you want? You want a parliamentary vote?
I want a parliamentary vote. Look, if we had a plebiscite or a postal ballot on abortion, no. Are we going to have it on euthanasia? No. Do we have it on going to war? No. Do we have it on RU262? No.
We're going to have it on capital punishment? Hope not.
No. But did we have it when John Howard and Mark Latham changed the Marriage Act? No. This is a political experiment and it's a political act to protect Malcolm Turnbull's piss-weak performance on this issue.
But they're all...
They're all pissed.
Look at Penny Wong.
Yeah, I know.
A magnificent speech, but a couple of years ago she was opposed to marriage equality. Silly Julia Gillard.
Exactly.
Bill Shorten.
Yeah, and you will
Goodness
hear this.
Me, the hypocritical.
You will hear this in the
dingbats
recording we play. No, not that one.
Oh.
with Steve King that was made when John Howard was Prime Minister and Mark Latham was opposition leader, and they were changing the Marriage Act. You'll hear it a bit later.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.